Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So I saw an interaction at the pool over the weekend, and it made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I don't have kids. Kramer doesn't have kids. So I'm curious to see how parents, you would feel about this situation.
What happened?
It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. And my husband, Garage Boy, and I were at Merritt Clubs in Towson at the pool over the weekend. We're there all summer. It's awesome. And they've got like two massive pools. There's like water slides. And a lot of kids are there, right? It's busy. Like that is expected.
Sure.
There's a lot of people swimming. There's a lot of families swimming. Now, when we were chilling in the pool, there was a little boy and his friend. He's maybe 8 or 9, maybe. And he had a water gun in the pool.
How big? Like super soaker or like squirt gun?
Like low-key super soaker, like middle size. Okay. Not like massive, yeah, but not small. Okay. Like he had to hold it with two hands, and it's one of the ones that like you pull something and you spray people with. So this meant business, you know what I mean? And it got far. So I noticed that he was running around when he was outside of the pool spraying his friend. And then when he got inside the pool, he was having the time of his life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was fine until he was getting really excited with it. And at first, a couple of times, like he would spray people. Okay, we're in a pool. It's summer, whatever. But then it got excessive.
Wait, when you say spray people, you mean like people that are not his friends?
No, he would spray his friend, but like in the general area. So whoever was behind his friend would also get sprayed with water. And then sometimes he would just kind of like spray it just to spray the water gun or whatever. But the thing was, the little boys are like swimming in the pool and they're having fun and stuff. But there's other kids and other families obviously sharing the space. And there's also other little ones that are like behind his friend. And like a couple of times,
the public pool.
Right. And a couple of times some little ones got, you know, hit with water in the face. And that didn't go over very well. And it got to the point where like Garage Boy and I actually got out because it was too much. I was like, yo, let's get out of the water because it's getting a little crazy up in here. So we go sit down and I didn't know where his parents were until another parent in the pool, their little one got hit in the face. Obviously, that didn't go well. And that parent goes to this little boy and was like, hey, enough. Like, you can't be doing that in here. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his mom walks up, which was like no one knew where this kid's parents were. So obviously they were watching him from afar. She comes up and she's like, what did you say to my kid?
Oh, so it was like a parent fight.
Yes. And then there was like a parent altercation of parent A being like, don't say anything to my kid. And parent B being like, you need to be watching your kid. Your kid's been spraying everyone with water. And like, that's not okay.
I mean, I feel like the parent that said something to the kid that was squirting everybody in the pool was absolutely right. I'm not a parent. Sometimes, though, I feel like when y'all go to pools, and I'm talking about y'all, I'm speaking to people that have kids, but adults that have kids.
Just say families.
Well, you know, but I'm specifically speaking to adults that have kids.
Okay.
Y'all be on vacation a little too hard. Like, it's not a pool day for you. You still have children. You still have to be a parent. If your kid is out in the pool spraying everybody in their face, like that's a no-no. Like you got to still go be a parent. You've got to make sure that your kid is not doing that. That's like not safe. I cannot believe that parent had the audacity to walk up to that other parent and say like, don't discipline my kid.
Yeah.
Who's like spraying something. I mean, what was your take by watching it?
I think what's unfortunate is I agreed with the fact that something needed to be said. It just gets a little gray area when it's not your kid, right? And I think that's where
I'd said something. I'd say something.
That's
right
where
now.
It gets uncomfortable, and I do. That's why I agree with you when you say the point of I didn't like the fact that like none of us there knew where his mom or dad was, right?
Yeah,
I think that was the main issue because none of us want to have to be the one to say something to him because honestly, it's not our place.
No,
so that's why I was uncomfortable because I thought he was out of line. I thought he was not playing nicely and like there were other kids that were getting affected and not having fun because he had the water gun.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was cool. But it shouldn't have gotten to the point where it did, to where it forced someone else to say something. And then all of a sudden, his mom was upset that something was said to her son.
Which parent was in the wrong then? I mean, was it the parent that was saying something about the kid, or was the parent that they had to call the other parent out wrong?
This is Jessica and Hampstead on one.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Who? Which parent? I mean, where'd this go wrong here? There's obviously an issue.
I honestly have two little girls, and we go camping all the time. So that's like a kind of a public pool situation,
right?
And I would 100% have said something to that little boy if it was affecting how my kids were enjoying their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as a parent, sometimes when you go to pools like that, they just sit in the chair and let the pool be the babysitter.
Mm.
And it should be enjoyable for everyone. So I feel like as a parent, you should be on top of your kid. And water guns can be somewhere else. Like, you don't have to have it in a pool. Like,
you think that's a more at-home toy?
It's an absolute backyard thing.
Yeah,
Do not bring a water gun to a public pool. Like, that's an absolute no-no, like, in the first place, absolutely. So,
I mean, we've gotten out of the pool before when kids were splashing because my one daughter doesn't like to get splashed in the face.
Right.
So yeah.
It's just one of those things. I would have definitely probably said something nicely like, hey, friend, can we not do that? Like,
And that's a very nice way of friend. It's yeah. his friend. You know what I mean? Friend, you would have been way nicer. Actually, I don't know that I would have said something, but I would have very passively aggressively looked at that kid. You know what I mean? A very passive aggressive stare across the pool. That kid would have known my passive.
Yeah, because a 9-year-old would have picked up on your passive aggressiveness for sure.
I'd have
been like, you want to play? You want to try or not? Like, what's up?
Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to Lucy in Baltimore. What's up, Lucy?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. So we're talking about, we got two parents that are in a squabble in the middle. Were they in the pool when they were squabbling? I'm trying to visualize the scene, Jess. Were they fighting in the pool or was it outside the pool?
The parents?
Yeah.
One was in the pool, one was outside.
Ooh, even better. Okay. So we got obviously a kid that was using a water gun in the pool and a parent had to discipline this one child. The other parent comes up and says, hey, don't discipline my kid for doing that. Who was in the right and who was in the wrong in the situation?
The parent that said something was in the right because that's what I would have done. I would have nicely, but watch your kid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other parent was, you know, hanging out, watching from afar and just didn't want to get up and say anything. Like, son, please stop shooting people. You know, that's a little much.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I'm a mother auntie of 11. So, you know, I would have no problem if somebody saw my kid doing that and maybe I didn't see and they said, hey, can you, you know, tone it down, watch the water.
Yeah.
I would have no issue.
Yeah. I feel like it's the blame's got to go on the parent not watching your kid. And listen, I get it. We all want a pool day. I'm sure it was very hot on Saturday, right? Very hot.
Oh yeah. It was really hot.
I know you want to get lost in the pool day, but like, yo.
Or maybe just water guns stay at home. Yeah.
Leave the water guns at home, please. Thank you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I know there's something that drives you crazy that happens at public pools, and don't you wish that there was just like a rule book for this? There's not, but this morning we're creating our unofficial, I guess, Kramer and Jess public pool rules list that you can be a part of. The first rule was no water guns at public pools. I think we can all agree with that. Like, they're fine for home. Mm. If you have a home pool, it's fine. Play in the yard, this driveway, street, fine. Don't bring it to public pools. We all agree with that one. That one's a great one. No water guns at public pools, please. That's great. Charlotte, you said you had one, please.
Oh, yes. Okay, because this always bothers me so much when I'm at a public pool. If your kid can't...
it's all going to be kid stuff.
...can't control their snot, then get them out of the pool. Because do you know how many times I've been trying to swim peacefully in a public pool?
Yeah.
And I see a little kid coming at me with a massive booger just coming down their face. And I'm like, it's a matter of time before that's in the communal pool.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there anymore.
It's floating
so
in
either
the water.
Wipe your nose, wipe your kid's nose, or go somewhere else.
That's a tough one because I feel like there's a lot of time where parents don't know it's about to happen, but it's a doozy. It's definitely a doozy. So you're saying no snotty kids in the pool?
No snotty kids. If you got a little summer cold, wait.
I think it's fair. If your kid's got a cold, don't bring it to the pool.
Summertime sadness cold.
I think that's fair. Just give me one.
Unofficial public pool rules. Like, please actually pay attention and listen to the lifeguards. I feel so bad when a lifeguard is trying their best to either say something, whether it be to an adult or a kid or a family or whatever, and they're trying to be like, hey guys, so if you could just not X, Y, and Z. They want you to have fun. They don't want to be that person to tell you to stop doing what you're doing, you know? Like, they want everybody to have a good time. But it just sucks because a lot of the times too, you know, like they can be like younger kids.
And they're like 15.
It's like uncomfortable for them to even approach you in the first place. So I think maybe just be mindful of that too.
I think that one's fair. Be nice to lifeguards. Yeah. That's for sure. Okay, I've got one. This mostly goes for like maybe like when you go on vacation. This might work for like public pools here though too. If somebody puts their stuff down, maybe like towels to reserve chairs, don't move them. That is their spot for the day. It probably works for public pools here too. If they come and they put their stuff down, that is their spot for the rest of the day. Do not move their stuff. I don't care if they come out and they reserve a chair at 8 a.m. and they don't come back till later. That is their spot for the rest of the day, and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
What do you mean? Don't come back until later.
Like, for example, I went on vacation, right? And I came out and I reserved a chair at 8 a.m. I came back at 11:45. Somebody had moved my stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is my spot.
Wait, you completely dipped and thought your stuff was going to be there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not supporting that rule, dude. That's crazy.
Why?
Because I think that rule only works. And that can actually totally be applied to a public pool too, because people try to get there early
to get the
umbrellas and stuff, but it's because they're actually there in the vicinity. I don't think I can't drive to Merritt, drop off my towel and bag on a chair and then go home and expect that same chair to be available for me 3 hours later. Like, that's not happening.
Charlotte, do you put that on the list or not? Come on.
I think we're pushing it with the time.
We can't collectively vote on that one? You guys suck. Okay.
Sorry. All right.
This is Brandy in Darlington. Brandy, what is this thing that we should add to the unofficial public pool rule list, you think?
It is exhausting when you go with your child or your grandkids and you have to explain to them why someone is pretty much basically naked at the pool.
Okay, good.
Try to, I'm not saying, look, I'm all about body love, shape, sizes, do your thing. But if I have to spend an extreme amount of time explaining why her butt's out, why his boobs out, why his balls are out, you know, all that stuff, like, oh my gosh. Come on, you're ruining my time.
Okay.
So you're talking about certain types of swimwear for both men and women. Like,
both
people should be
women.
Mindful when it's in a public place like that, like a public pool.
I feel like most of those are full of children.
Yeah, okay. I can agree with that. I do agree. Like, listen, if you go to certain beaches, That may be one swimwear.
Okay, so we're saying like beach and public pool, different
two
categories.
Two different swimwears.
Okay.
Totally different categories.
I can agree with that.
Okay, I can agree with that. Okay.
Yes. Like what you're wearing to like Tulum may be a completely different swimwear to what you're wearing to like the Howard County public pool.
No, I know.
Like,
yeah. But I think, no, so I hear you and I agree with you, but I also think that a part of the conversation has to be mentioned is like, you know, like some are more voluptuous than others.
Right. 100%.
And there's nothing you can do about that. And no. I'm going to speak for myself for a second.
But the cut, for
sure. Okay. But what I'm saying is a girl that could be wearing the same mm-hmm. bikini as me mm-hmm. and it look one way on her
100%.
May look different on me.
Yeah.
And I am not trying to go in a wetsuit to the public pool, but I hear what you're saying, but I just want us to be mindful
of that
too. That's 100%,
but we can also say Absolutely. There are certain cuts.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a fluffy girl, so yeah. I just try, so I know what I can and can't do.
Okay.
And I might wear a thong on a beach when I'm out somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I'm at a pool and it's mostly children,
no
I'm
thong.
Not going to wear it with my boobs all.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, like no thong bikini at the public pool, like yeah. save that for the beach.
Come
I feel
on.
You.
Come
I feel
on.
You.
We know the difference, right? That's a good one. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.